The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
...840-1360-97.5 WTAQ News, Talk, Sports. Well, that's an interesting email. No, I do not have an email address for Mary Burke. I've got her private cell phone number if you want to text her, though. I kid. Jason, you should have seen your face over there. Oh, yeah. No, I would assume. Well, I shouldn't assume. Yeah. Jason says, here comes the phone calls. Can you give that to me, Jason? If I have that, no, I would not announce it. I would not announce that on the air. I don't do that sort of thing. I have been falsely accused of giving away private cell phone numbers by a certain rabid liberal who's now on the county board. He falsely accused me of giving out someone's cell phone number on the Kagan campaign. I don't do that. And I wouldn't do that. And how the hell would I have her cell number anyway? I would assume that there is something on her website, wouldn't you? I mean, not a personal email, but some way to email the campaign, I would imagine. That's interesting. Why would a listener think that I would have an email address? If you just go for that top one, that Burke for Governor there, maryburke.com. I would think that somewhere it would say contact the campaign or, oh, no, see, they start with, this is the Burke.com. This is the attack one. That's right. Yeah, this is the GOP's. This is the I love this, by the way. This is the GOP's attack one. I haven't been, I remember when I had Joe Fadness on. This is Backward Burke. What is it? Probably the real one is probably maryburke.org or something like that, or Burke for Wisconsin. I have no idea. I have no clue. Yeah, I forgot that. They did a good job with this. We're screwed. Even less like than Tom Barrett is. Okay, that's good. That's good. Hashtag Backward Burke. Reminder, hashtag No Promises. Mary Burke, part of the failed Doyle administration. Now, here's a question for you, and I should have asked Joe this when we had him on. How the hell does she not protect maryburke.com? That was actually very good on their part that they scooped that up. I'm not going to give out how to reach her anyway, but you can keep looking for it. That's fine. What's interesting, but see now, it says Mary Burke for Governor, maryburke.com. Ooh. Interesting. You see what they did? You know what? I got to give a tip of the hat here to the Republican Party. That's a paid ad. So it looks... That's why it has the Mary Burke for Governor part. That's good stuff. Oh, it's Burke for Wisconsin. Join Mary's campaign. It's press at burkeforwisconsin.com. Info at burkeforwisconsin.com. Which means it'll just... they may get back to you. I doubt it. Which reminds me, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid never did. Remember, I sent the email when he said, why would we want to help children with cancer? And I encouraged him to make a donation to families of children with cancer. I didn't even get one of the robo-replies. I didn't. I didn't even get the, hey, we thank you for communicating. As you know, the Affordable Care Act is the greatest thing since God, and I appreciate your comments on it. But I didn't even get that. Nothing. Interesting. Hey, don't forget 906. We're going to be talking to Governor Scott Walker. This was weird. I actually had to go through his publisher, and I had to say, look, really, he's been on the show a lot of times, really. Well, can you give us the call-in number for his people? His people have the number. He knows me, really. But you're just another one of the huddled masses when you're dealing with the publisher. That's at 906. Couple of things I have to point out here. Astute, and I mean a really astute listener, pointed this out. This was in Friday's local paper, the print edition. You know, they have that What's New sharing Northeastern Wisconsin news every day. I think it's normally on page 3. And they have best bets, things that you want to check out. An event called Honoring Americans Veterans, Encouraging Tomorrow's Leaders at Austin Strubble Field. Historic aircraft, including EAA's World War II B-17. And Green Bay Service Clubs and youth and organizations, as well as skydivers, will be featured at the free event Saturday at Austin Strubble International Airport. This is sharp because, I mean, I don't look at this stuff that closely. EAA's World War II B-17, this is a picture of a B-24 Liberator. That's what you got right there. But it gets worse than that. Now, that was in the local paper. It gets worse than that. There's a story, and I may actually try to get to this story yet today, where it appears when you see that no animals were harmed in the making of this motion picture, that that's often crap. And that animals are often killed. One of the strangest ones was a squirrel was reportedly crushed in the making of failure to launch. I shouldn't laugh, but I mean, it's a squirrel, right? And they're all over the place. And we all know a squirrel when we see one, right? Except the newspaper that had the story, the British newspaper, said a squirrel, much like this one, was crushed in the making of failure to launch. It was a picture of a chipmunk. Who doesn't know a squirrel from a chipmunk? It's just kind of funny. They're not important. They're not big. I get that. All right. The Green Bay Area School Board, School District, is considering another referendum. As you know, back in, I believe it was 2007, they tried this huge monster of a referendum that included a new high school. By the way, the former administrator, and this doesn't get talked about enough, the former administrator who said, look, the numbers are cooked and enrollment is simply not going to grow the way they're projecting to justify an additional high school. Remember, he was just vilified and crucified, sour grapes and all of that. He was absolutely right. It's terrible. Kids are stacked on top of kids like lumber, and it's awful, and it's terrible. Well, where has all of that overcrowding talk gone? And when critics were saying, no, enrollment isn't going to grow that way, you don't need a $70 million or whatever the hell it was. No. And it was soundly rejected. Now, in 2010, they did get a pared down one, approved. The paper's story points out something that I think is notable. They could ask for up to $30 million in building repairs and renovations in a spring referendum. But at this point, they don't even have the list of projects. So this is immediately where you should become suspicious. They throw a number out there and don't even know what the projects are going to be. That, by definition, makes the $30 million arbitrary. Well, here's how much we think we can get voters to say yes to. Now we'll come up with $30 million worth of projects because we have $72 million list of needed building projects. So we're thinking, okay, we go for a little less than half of that. It's, well, I mean, 36 would be half of that. 30 million, that sounds like a doable number. Here's what you do if you're being completely honest. You say, here are the projects we need the most. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, however many there are, here's how much they cost. When you do this, and I use this all the time when it comes to government spending. How much you want for that car? How much you got? That's the way, that's what they're doing here. No, what do you need? What are the most necessary, cannot live without? Then make your case to the voters that these are the ones without which we cannot live, that the district just simply cannot function. And it's pretty difficult to ever make that case. The paper also goes to point out that referenda haven't fared very well. Pulaski. Well, Pulaski was just ridiculous in what they were asking, and they finally did get a very narrow victory on one question. By the way, the community in which I live, the village of, as well as the school district of Ashwaubenon, going to be asking for referenda, and I'll be talking about those. The school district in Ashwaubenon wants a new auditorium and swimming pool. I've sat in that auditorium quite a few times, Jason. Is it perfect? No. Are they going to convince me that as a taxpayer of the district who, by the time it's done, will have no kids at that school anymore? Yeah, they're going to have a hell of a time with that. They are. I don't know. That might cause some friction in the Bader household. I'm not sure how she... We haven't discussed it. We have not discussed it. Our position is they kind of screwed up when they built the original auditorium. But whatever. It's interesting that school districts suddenly think spring 2014 is a time when they can start, pardon the pun, springing referenda again. They've been generally reserved. Now, there have been referenda questions out there around the state throughout the recession and the very, 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 very tepid recovery. But... I mean, not, you know, like you've seen prior to the recession of 2008, school districts just almost perfunctorily, is that a word? Perfunctory in their behavior would ask for money. It just seemed as though there were referenda all the time. Again, the most egregious overreach in a long time was the monster one about 6 years ago from the Green Bay School District, which I predicted was going to pass. And I underestimated, I did, I strongly underestimated the voter in the Green Bay School District. And I've said that many times. Jason got that one right. In fact, it was just trounced. It wasn't even close. I don't recall the margin, but it wasn't close. Those in the education establishment tend to say something. When guys like me on the radio, and that's what they say, guys like you on the radio, Jason, so yeah, you get that one on the phone a lot, don't you? Guys like him on the radio has never done anything real for a living. Well, not bad. And claim that I just don't understand. I had someone in the Pulaski School District who was upset because I argued against that one. And for the most part, fail. And, of course, they're a conservative. But I always get this, well, you never like referenda. Rarely. Rarely. Because in most cases, I believe it's a lack of planning on maintenance. That's the first thing. The other thing is, I mean, look, I supported one. Now, I didn't have a talk show at the time, some 20-plus years ago in Sheboygan because Longfellow School was falling down. I think Longfellow was alive when the original Longfellow, I mean, there's, Jason, from the air, you could see, now, Longfellow, when I got to Sheboygan, was a bigger elementary school, but from an aerial view, you could see the original outline of the one-room schoolhouse with the chimney that it was built around. Yeah. Yeah, you could. That thing was you had filleting walls and they needed a new school. There was just no disputing that. Now, as karma would have it, that was the elementary school my kids ended up going to, but I wasn't married when they did that, when they built that new school. That was definitely, that was needed. you can make the case that, look, we need a new building here. You can keep dumping money into this pit, but we need a new building. The problem is school districts don't usually do a very good job of making that case. So I'm just, look, at this point, I can't say I oppose it because I don't know what the projects are. But when you say we might go this high, and by the way, they're saying they might go that high. They're not saying $30 million, and I accept that. But if all of a sudden this thing does end up being $30 million, and then they say what the projects are, well, yeah, I will question that. Absolutely. All right, after 9 o'clock, now I know that he's already done a lot of national interviews and some other interviews in the state. A week ago yesterday, Governor Scott Walker's book, Unintimidated, debuted. I've had my copy for some time. I've read it. We still have some copies to give away. You don't have one, Jason's pointing out. Jason, as he sees that stack in my office, is just throwing out there that he doesn't have a copy. Well, how about I let you read mine? Would that do, or do you need your own copy? Oh, you need your own copy. Oh, okay. Being difficult over there. I'll see what I can do. Well, maybe... Well, I tell you what, Jason, I know what you're getting for Christmas, and now we only have two more copies to give away. I kid. Oh, crap, that's right. Your summer sausage is in my refrigerator. Dang it. Well, if you had been there, if you had been in the office, you know, I didn't even get to tease what else I was going to tease. So I'll just tell you, Scott Walker at 9:06. It's 8:56.
Those of you that are in or near retirement, you cannot